Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. And today we have a TED-Ed video, and it's called Einstein's Brilliant Mistake, Entangled States. This is actually a very interesting video. It's so brilliant that I can't really explain, so you guys should really go back to the video and watch the entire thing. And today we have a slightly more difficult sentence, and if you guys would like to challenge yourselves, you could practice with this. So this is it. By leading physicists to think deeply about the foundations of quantum physics, it led to further elaborations of the theory and helped launch research into subjects like quantum information. By leading physicists to think deeply about the foundations of quantum physics, it led to further elaborations of the theory and helped launch research into subjects like quantum information. 我们首先来看 physics 这个字，和它在例句里面提到 physicist 还有 physics。那 physics 呢，本身指的是物理学，要记得物理学通常会加 s。Physics， 如果单讲 physics 呢，其实会讲说是医疗用的药物等等，会用 physics。那 physics 才是物理学。那值得注意的是，这边的 s 呢要发 z 的音，所以是 physics， 重音在前面。那来看这个物理学家，他其实有一点难念，他叫 physicist。那很有趣的是，这个 s 呢，第一个 s 是发 z 的音，那这边中间的 c 呢，则是发 s 的音。那如果把它拆开来念呢，是念 physicist， 物理学家。那可以跟这两个词一起拿来比较的，就是 physical。Physical 呢，指的是身体的。那 physical 跟 mental 身体的，还有心理的，通常都是对应的两个词。OK， 那再来我们来看 foundation 这个字。Foundation 呢，指的是基础、基石。那还有一个基金会的意思。那同时呢，有化妆的女生可能会知道 ，foundation 呢也是指底妆或者是粉底液的意思。Foundation， 那我这边就是这边大概十月份的时候有拿出来比较过，那再来帮大家复习一次几个非常非常像的字。Foundation 之外呢 ，fundamental 呢也是指基础的。那这边呢则是形容词 fundamental。那要记得这个 fundamental， 而不是 found， 而是 fun fundamental。那如果是 found 的话呢，则是建立或者是创办的意思。然后这边是 found。那如果单单是 fund fund， 则是资金。那它当动词的时候呢，则是投入资金的意思。最后 ，fond，F-O-N-D， 欧发 R 的音 ，fond 则是喜欢。那我把几个字全部放在同一个例句里面的话，会说 ，He's so fond of the painting that he decided to provide the fundamental fund for the foundation。就是由于他太喜欢这幅画了，所以他决定要提供基础的资金给这个基金会。那我们把五个单字都念一遍的话是 foundation, fundamental, found, fund, fond。 OK， 再来我们来看 elaboration 这个字。 elaboration 呢，它除了精心制作之外呢，它其实通常会用在比如说详细阐述这个方面。 elaboration， 那有时候有些如果是 essay 的考卷，英文的 essay 考卷呢，就会说 What do you think about something? Please elaborate。 它会用 elaborate 这个字，就是说请详细说明，意思就是要你写长篇的 essay 啦，这边就不能用简答题了。再我们来看 launch 这个字。 launch 指的是发射呢或者是发行，像是在这边它有写句子提到的是 launch research， 就是指投入一些研究的意思。那 launch 它发射的话可以说是 launch a rocket， 或者是这是发射火箭的意思。那 launch a new campaign 就是发行一个新的团队这样子 ，launch a new campaign。那大家这个发音呢，不要跟 lunch 搞混了 ，lunch 是午餐的意思 ，lunch。Okay, let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. By leading physicists to think deeply about the foundations of quantum physics, it led to further elaborations of the theory and helped launch research into subjects like quantum information. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!